this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode. My name is Guy here, and that over there is Christian.
Hubba hubba.
So, fun week, right? did that coup thing happen since the last time we recorded? I don't remember.
No.
Was it happened
the day before we did the last main episode, before we did parenting.
But since the last bonus episode.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I just want to make sure. A lot of our listeners just listen to the bonus episodes because they're insane. We've had a coup. The Capitol was stormed by patriots. Some of those folks were probably not in the soundest of minds.
Probably not. They seemed upset. Yeah.
I thought what was interesting was that like once they got into the Capitol, they it seems like they didn't really know what to do after.
So I was listening to NPR today when they were talking about it in the Senate, and like one of the senators was like, "This was a pre-planned mass scale whatever," and I was just like, "This was not planned at all. These people just like were at one place and were like, hey, it would be like you're eating at Burger King. It's like, you want to go to Ross Dress for Less after this?" It's like, yeah, sure. It's just across the parking lot. Like, let's go ahead and do that. And that's exactly what everybody's just like, well, we're here already. Should we just go break into the Capitol building?
Sure.
Like, well, yeah, sure.
Yeah. They're just guys like literally like sitting at Nancy Pelosi's desk, just like, not even like ransacking it, just like hanging out in her office.
doing like a photo op. Like at you're at Disneyland in the fake Dumbo ride thing where you can get your photo taken. It's just like,
they had
look
all
at me,
these,
mom.
They had all these grand plans, like, we're going to storm the fucking, we're going to take over this goddamn country. And then like they're in there and they're just like, hey, look at me.
There's so many good pictures from it. There's the guy carrying the podium that looks
classic.
Like such like a soy guy
from Tampa, by the way. Our hometown.
Yeah, I see. He was downtown. There's the guy, the 34-year-old son of a Brooklyn judge. He was the guy that was covered in like animal pelts,
sure,
and had the riot shield, just like complete goober looking motherfucker. He's just. There's so many good pictures coming out of this thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of interesting characters there, including, as I discovered this week, and I think I should do a little callback for a lot of our listeners, for our patrons who've hung around for a little while. As you may know, back in March, I was fired from my job. due to COVID, I used to work for a company that sold products and supplies for bartenders, bar owners, distilleries, breweries, whatever. So in March, all of that shit stopped due to COVID. Sales at the company I worked for plummeted 300% or some nonsense like that. My boss brought me into his office. And for about 90 minutes, he explained why I was being fired. Most of it was sheer nonsense, just insanity. He had a very long thread talking about how COVID was a hoax perpetrated by the Democrats to hurt Mr. Trump's chance at reelection. And as he was saying that to me, behind me was a life-size cutout of Donald Trump standing up in his office. He's had that for a couple years. For a while, there was just kind of like a fun little quirk about our dumbass boss. To describe this guy, very Florida rich guy, very tan, has boats. His favorite band is Nickelback. That's not even that seems almost cliche to make as a joke, but that's his favorite band is Nickelback. He also loves like Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue. Just like he's the kind of guy that you would see at a bar with like a bandana on and a Bud Light in his hand, like head banging to the shittiest fucking cover band you've ever heard in your life playing.
Sure.
Paradise City.
Throwing up the horns by himself.
Absolutely, man.
At one of those stand up bar tables, just.
Oh, man. Just going, by himself. Going wild. Cut off sleeves. His flabby tan arms are just rocking.
Yeah, it's those weird. Yeah, those arms that are flat on. Like,
absolutely.
They're not cylindrical. They go flat in the front.
They look like chicken wing flats. They're like.
Yeah, what the hell?
Like you can see biting them, but they're not like fat, but they're not skinny. They're just like there's meat to them that you want to just chew on.
It's just real sinewy. Oh my god!
I don't know if I ever told this story to you or to the program, but he had this. He has this Lamborghini because he's a Florida rich guy, and he used to drive it to work every once in a while. He would like say like. Hey, I'm trying to inspire you guys, like, one day, like, you see this, like, maybe one day you can, like, you know, work your way to get your own, kind of, you know,
sure,
whatever. But the funniest story about that Lamborghini was his daughter got married a couple years prior, and her husband, his son-in-law, both of whom worked at the fucking business that I worked at,
sure,
by the way.
Sure.
The day they got married, my boss, to his son-in-law, said, "You know what, pal? You just married my daughter. You know, you're part of the family now. Here's the keys to my Lambo. Give it a spin." Climbed in the car, immediately crashed it into a telephone pole. Instantly, like within the same breath as here, take it for a spin, boom. Just
oh, that's good. Makes just you feel good.
You give any dumb Floridian money, just the dumbest shit happens.
Oh, sure.
So speaking of all that, as we get back to this Trump stuff, a friend of mine sent me a text this week, said, "Hey, do you know this guy?" And sent me a screenshot of my boss's Facebook page, and it was him in front of the Capitol building last week.
Excellent.
Shortly after that, he deleted that post because a whole bunch of people got upset with that, and a whole bunch of different blogs and accounts on Twitter and various other places said, "You see this guy? This is he owns this company that sells all these bar products and all that. It's time to boycott him." And my old boss. He posted this on the business pages account. "It has clearly come to our attention that the recent political practice of our CEO is under fire. A man that practices his freedom of speech on his personal Facebook page is getting bashed all over social media, and as a result, our company is also getting bashed. The personal practices of one representative of this company does not reflect on the practices of our company. Our owners and staff members are politically diverse individuals, and the company itself does not represent either side. While the CEO is the founder of this company, it is a large team of these politically diverse people that run our day-to-day operations. And while we applaud anyone who practices their freedom of speech because this is America, we would like to clarify that the wrong assumptions are being made as a result of, quote, guilty by association." Odd quote. It's a great thing. It's like here's the problem is that the CEO, his entire identity online is like his username is like his name, and then the name of the company right afterwards.
Yep.
He's a CEO. He founded the company 20 something years ago. You can't. It's stupid to say that it's separate, completely separate, especially if you're going to do it. His Twitter handle. I never knew he had a Twitter. I found it the other day. it's his name, the company, and then it's his tweets are all just like talking to Trump, like, you need to get rid of all these Antifa bullshit. And speaking of, today I went to his, right before we started recording, I was like, let me pull up his Facebook to see what he's up to, see if he's addressed the thing from the last couple days. He did the amazing classic maneuver. I've never seen it outside of Twitter. He turned his Facebook profile picture to a black circle.
No!
The classic move.
Get the fuck out.
But he's still posting.
He's still he has censored himself as the...
But not because 1 hour ago, he posted a screenshot from some YouTube video and said, below is 100% proof that the Democratic henchmen of Antifa were the instigators, and it was a planned setup. All you haters and slanderers of us peaceful protesters can either apologize or eat shit and bark at the moon.
So he's turning it down a notch. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Democratic henchmen. You don't expect to see henchmen being involved in real life, and that's
no.
That's a fun that's, thing. That's
that
a nice
is a
treat.
Batman 1966. You got the Penguin with a bunch of guys with shirts with bird named shirts on, and that's the when I hear of henchmen, that's what I think of. Antifa. I don't know if you saw it online today, the guy in the anti Antifa shirt.
No.
at the
Capitol. God bless him.
The thing was like, yeah, double down on your math there to figure out what that phrase means. It's really good.
Well, yeah. I mean, the folks who think there's Antifa, they, I don't know if it's, are they ignorant or they just have no idea that they think Antifa is like, it's like a group, like it's like a Soros,
yeah, they think
funded
it's, yeah, like Blackwater. Yeah. They think this is like mercenary style, some sort of secret society that gets hired by the government to come in and cause problems. Yeah. So,
you're right. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun today. On another note, speaking of interesting people online. So we've spent a lot of time talking about crazy people we find online, right?
Yeah.
One could even say that's the whole show that we do
for the most part.
I inexplicably found a lady the other day. Her name is at CrystalKeat1 on Twitter. I'm actually going to just send it to you right now. In your DMs on Twitter.
Okay. Let me get over there.
Because I want you to scroll this person with me. She has 5 followers and almost 13,000 tweets. And if you scroll through the tweets, you'll notice a theme.
Oh, my God.
Are you seeing what I'm... you can scroll for about 2 hours and you're going to see a lot of the same stuff. So this is a person from South Carolina who seems to be very, very mentally ill, but,
very ill.
and to me, that makes great fodder for the show. So she tweets a couple hundred times a day. She seems to have some sort of beef with a local police officer. And so what she does is she'll post a picture of the police officer every tweet and say things like, that bastard keeps whining and fucking complaining through these microphones stating, you know, females aren't choosing you. They aren't saying to him, no, not you. They don't want him. This is not my fucking problem. He won't stop blaming me. He's sick as hell. He's shitty ass. Want people to lie for him, believing he's so special so he can have sex. You can see it all over his shitty ass. He thinks he's being cute. Why won't he stop lying on me? He's punching me around. He's assaulting me. Every single one of these has several thousand exclamation points, as you can see from some of these pictures. He's making loud, nasty, sexual licking and sucking noises in my ears, keeping me awake all night, and I'm trying to fall asleep. This is a screenshot of a notepad entry that she made. And what she did was she said those words that I just said, and then she filled the rest of the screen with exclamation points. So that's 1,000 exclamation points.
Okay, she also...
Isn't this insane? This is some of the craziest shit I've ever found in my life.
Okay. She uploads links to her Google Photos account.
Yes.
Which appears to be her recording.
Yes.
Her phone that's just like face down on her couch.
Yes.
And she's just recording. The one here is 33 minutes and 14 seconds long.
Yep.
And it's literally just, you can just like go through her phone. Just like a direct link to her phone. Oh, man. This lady is cuckoo.
Shitbag Kelvin Matt keeps threatening me, stating, put her in the hospital so she enjoy nothing. And then several hundred exclamation points. He's bragging that his shitty ass is keeping me away from my own lawyer because his shitty ass wants to be treated like he's a little boy and making sure Sheriff Leroy Ravenel and Sheriff Leon Lett keeps him protected. Several hundred exclamation points. Please take this disability away from me. They're exploiting and humiliating me for no reason. He keeps stating they're hurting her feelings good too. They don't give a fuck. Thousands and thousands of these tweets. Truly remarkable. She has
made maybe, I'm going to say, 200 tweets today.
Yes. He's assaulting me, punching me around, boxing me while I'm trying to leave to pay my rent. That bastard keeps trying to destroy my cell phone. He won't stop controlling my TV so I can watch the news.
Yeah, that's...
Ooh, he's kneading my fist, my jaw, punching me around, assaulting me. This bastard wouldn't stop assaulting me while I was in Walmart, his crazy ass. He's controlling my TV. Good God. Boy, yeah.
He won't stop punching my ears to get microphones in them, and he won't stop making sexual noises through those microphones, harassing and threatening me. This is a screenshot of a notepad doc with 1,000 exclamation points, an ad for Geico pop-up ad over top of it, and it appears that she's has no less than 4 YouTube videos playing simultaneously on her phone, which I don't know how she managed to do that.
The Android top thing. First, she's charging. She's at 99%. She's also charging while she's doing this. So she's on her couch. She's watching 12 YouTube videos about who can imagine what. And then while she's doing that, she's screenshotting her notepad of the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division won't even charge his shitty ass.
How did you stumble upon this? Is this just one of those things where you like saw it?
No. Like,
should she reply to somebody?
Well, because I was doing I did a word search.
Okay.
I don't want to say what I was doing a word search for, but I found this.
Based upon some of the things you retweeted today, I can guess.
Yeah, it was related to that. That's a new thing I'm going to start doing every day or so. I'm going to take that word and with another word and find them.
It's a good bit. Nobody can get mad at you.
My goal on Twitter now is to get the exact number of people mad at me that is just shy of suspension level. You know what I mean? Like, if I can get a certain amount of anger that I can't actually get in trouble for, then that's where I'm at. And that's where I'm happy.
Just riding that sweet cusp.
Yeah, exactly.
getting canned.
Oh, you gotta love that sweet, sweet cusp. But unrelated to all that, I also we have some posts that we're going to read that are leftovers from last week's parenting episode for the main episode. You know, very broad topic. Found just so many fucking posts. Not all of them would fit in the episode, and I figured, you know, it'd be fun to read some of these for the bonus, just as a little extra something, something for our wonderful patrons. And Christian barely responded to the text agreeing with that idea, and so here we are. We're going to actually do it now.
I don't have a say in any of this. So
that's
fine.
Right. So just fucking read the post.
I just, thanks. So the first one here, a young mother shared this on Facebook. I got to brag on my man. Apparently, I'm not a taste he can go without. I'm not exactly 6 weeks postpartum yet, and he has to go down on me, and if it hurt, he would stop. Since my episiotomy, wow, was up to my frickin' ass, I was nervous. OMG, he stole my breath away and made me purr like a damn cat. Needless to say, it was the opposite of pain. Probably the best oral sex he has ever given me. Not only from the sensations, but the fact that he wanted to do that after I pushed out our second daughter and was ripped open by the doctors. Got boob play again, too. It paralyzed me, and I lactated so bad that he shot me in the face with my own milk. I am so in love. No likes or comments on that one.
Oh, that's too bad. Why is that on Facebook?
Why?
Why does Mark Zuckerberg's crew need to know about that post? Why? That is one of the least necessary posts I've ever seen on Facebook.
No, yeah. Ugh. That is insanely raunchy, to say the least.
Yeah, my hubby's eating my mangled box till I come everywhere and shoot milk all over the fucking place. That's disgusting.
Hey, folks, finally got boob play again after squirting out my second kid.
Just people like, oh, cool, great, glad. Hey. Thanks. We were wondering when that was going to start.
A bunch of carry acts on.
Yeah, a bunch of Mark Cuban GIFs. The guy's like making note. Oh, okay, great. Glad to hear it.
Your favorite GIF, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's really awesome. Thanks for that. You don't have to brag on your man, I think is safe to say. And also, what's wrong with this guy?
He's gone without it for 6 weeks. And before that, there was an intruder inside there. He just wanted to get his poontang back to him, all to himself.
So a young woman went to Reddit to tell the tale of how she asked her father to make sure that his whooping cough vaccine was up to date before meeting his grandson, who was due any day now. Well, then she shared a screenshot of her father on Facebook, who posted this. Welp, grandson not even born yet, and I'm told I will never see him. Why? Because I refuse to go get a toxic cocktail of aborted fetuses, heavy metals, and various diseases that can cause autism or cripple you while it mutates your DNA with cells that never stop dividing. That means cancer. Shot into my arm to appease her psychotic, ignorant fears. This is another twist of the knife from burying my son and having my daughters kidnapped for years. Now we're on to grandparent alienation. She wasn't this stupid before she went to college. Well, the OP, people were asking the OP, what the hell was that about the daughters being kidnapped thing?
Sure.
It turns out the kidnapped daughters thing was that he stalked their mother after his divorce, and she got a restraining order against him. And he considered that to be kidnapping. So.
And this woman still wants him around her child, which is...
Yeah. She's doing... I mean, she's putting up as much as she's like, look, I mean, it could have been one of those where she's like, I know he's never going to actually agree to this, so this is a great line in the sand. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You know when you do that thing where you're like, they're going to say no, so I can easily you have like, to do this, and you're like, oh, yeah, thank God they won't actually do it.
Yeah, it's like when you outquote somebody for something you don't want to do, a piece of work or something. Yeah, for sure.
Like, oh, it's $6,000. And then they actually say, okay, great. You're like, oh, fuck. Okay, now I have to do it. Shit.
No! Yeah, this guy. Yeah, well, my bitch daughter wants me to get adult onset autism if I want to see my grandson. Great.
Yeah, it worked after you get injected with cancer and aborted fetuses.
Something tells me this guy probably already has. He's probably ripe for cancer.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do these people never think, like, you know, like, hundreds of millions of people have this shit and they're just fine? Does that ever cross their mind at all?
I don't think it occurs to anybody that's anti-vax that's the case. No.
Yeah. To me, it's always just simple math of that shit. Even if I'm like, I'm not a fan of these vaccines, but I also know that when I go to the mall, every single person in there has it and they're fine.
Sure.
You know, if I'm on a plane, if I'm in the airport, every single person I will ever see has it. Should be. Maybe it's not a big deal.
I always wonder where that stuff comes from. Like, where has this spun out of, the idea that there's so much danger behind this stuff? I've never understood that. But
Well, I have some ideas, but some folks will consider them un-PC. So.
Okay. All right.
Well, okay. So I can't say them on the show because
this is a very PC show.
So.
Yeah. Right. Great. So this is from a mommy group on Facebook. So I have a question for you, ladies. I was dumb and married fresh out of high school and got pregnant shortly after, and things happened and didn't work out. So now I'm in the process of a divorce. My current boyfriend is in the military and doesn't want a kid. So I decided to get on birth control. Well, the more I think about it, the more I think I want my baby to have a friend, and I get lonely here, just me and her all the time. So question is, if I tell a little fib about taking my birth control so I can have another baby, is there a kind of test to see if I was or was not on it at the time of contraception? He's a good, well-off guy, so I know he would be absolutely stick around after, if the birth control did, quote-unquote, fail, and we ended up having a baby. Mm-hmm. And a young woman responded, just pretend you forgot to take one and you'll get pregnant instantly. That's how I got my twins. Mm.
Oof. Two dastardly women. Like tricking your husband into having a kid.
Having a baby.
Pretty bad, but also sick is the idea that I just want my baby to have a friend. So.
I'm lonely with me and my baby. Somehow another baby is going to make that better.
Yeah, it's not, by the way. Babies don't help anything. They only make things worse. Believe you me.
Yeah, I can only, yeah. Ugh. Oh, so now you're going to go to work and leave me home with two babies? And it's like, yeah.
Well, these two babies are bored. Well, I know what to do now. Time for number three.
It's just it's like somebody that gets really into houseplants and they're like, you know what?
Yeah.
I could use another one. I have. Oh, I'm so bad. I really shouldn't, but I'm going to treat myself to having another baby.
I mean, that's literally what you do with houseplants too, right?
Oh, I know. I don't keep them in the house. That's my outside plants.
And the same thing with your daughter as well.
I wish.
So a woman asked this in a mommy group. My unvaccinated son will be a month old this weekend. I am a nanny for a little girl who is 2 years old and her family is giving her a flu shot next week. Will she be contagious to my son? And a woman named Tammy responded, if the two-year-old even survives, with a crying emoji.
Boy.
It's so funny.
And, that seems like they got the order of that mixed up a little bit on who's going to be.
It's just,
Who's going to be contagious to whom?
Like, just the idea that, like, again, like, do you have any idea how many millions of kids every day, or, well, every year get a fucking flu shot? And how many of them do you think die as a result of that?
A negligible
amount. Let's say two, I guess, three, when, four, maybe?
I guess when you're talking about children dying, you shouldn't just...
yeah, it's so, a yeah. It's a who cares amount, right?
Yeah,
that,
yeah, like, I, that is what I'm saying, trash, but that's not what I want to say.
You don't even need the full-size kitchen bag for them. You can use one of your leftover Target shopping bags that you keep under the sink. Just stuff the baby in there, throw it away. Not a big deal. I get what you're saying, yeah. yeah, the vaccines and stuff, super good. And this year is only going to get even better with all that shit.
Oh, it's going to be a nightmare. I want the vaccine as soon as possible.
Yeah.
People younger than me, I know, are out there getting it because they are on the essential workers list. I want it so bad. Mm-hmm. Just give it to, you know, I would just...
Just shoot it down my fucking gullet. Just shove it
hit my back
me.
Walls with yeah. that vaccine, baby.
Deeper, Doc. Deeper. He's like, all right, come on.
That's the thing. It's the thing is, it's this whole shit. It's still not going to get better because there's enough people out there that will refuse to get it that it's
yeah.
going to be.
There's going to be fucking.
It's going to be a wash.
And there's going to be like parades and shit, just like the fucking, you know, anti-mask fucking groups at various state capitals and shit. You know what I mean? It's going to be the same goddamn thing for the vaccine. And it's so funny how stupid we are.
It is very funny. Meanwhile, a bunch of these people are just like sucking down chemicals that don't get verified by the FDA and like vaporizing them and inhaling them. But
yeah,
they won't get a vaccine.
Yeah, they are like 16 Rockstar energy drinks deep into their morning as they protest the vaccine. Yeah, some like some bizarre energy drink from like an undiscovered tribe in Argentina. Like, it was their marrow was ground for this fucking drink. Like, yeah, I'll never do a freaking vaccine. What am I, crazy? Bill Gates has something to do with that. The Microsoft guy.
The Clippy guy. That made my Xbox. Bill Gates, inventor of Clippy. Yeah, yeah, that's good. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of people just pounding off-brand off-brand energy. Oh, is that a Bang? No, it's actually a Bung.
Do you ever look at the energy drinks at Aldi?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because what is it?
They're so good at that off-brand like look-alike thing. They look like...
They look like Red Bull.
Yeah, well, they have those, right? And then they have like the ones that look like shit. It's Rockstar, but let's see. I'm gonna look up energy.
Oh, is it Gridlock? Is that the one?
Is it Gridlock? It is Gridlock. Yeah, yeah, it's Gridlock. And it has like this exploding plus sign on it with like colors everywhere, and it like supposed
yeah,
to look
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
badass. They have extreme red and extreme white. I'm looking at. I pulled up a video, a review on the YouTube.
Is it a 10-minute long video?
It's 10 minutes I'm and looking, 20 seconds. Are you watching? It's
I'm looking
Tammy
at
Dunn.
Tammy Dunn.
Tammy and her husband, who has several lazy eyes. And by the way, Tammy has 90,000 subscribers. Who the fuck is watching this shit? I don't understand YouTube. Never have. Let's look at Tammy. What else she's got going on? Who's watching Tammy's fucking video? It's perplexing me. Like, she has a video where she makes 2-ingredient peanut butter fudge that's got 2 million views.
What?
How to make fried ice cream's got 2 million views. Refinishing wood floors part 4 has 600,000 views, and then refinishing wood floors part 2 has 500,000. So for some reason, people decided, first and foremost, they wanted to watch number 4 of that series. Then they went to 2, 3 is next, and then 1. So,
scroll down on the homepage and look at the featured channels and click on the one that says Lunchtime Review.
Lunchtime Review? Oh, this guy? Hi, guys. Welcome to another Lunchtime Review. That's what the header says. 20,000 subscribers for this guy.
20,000 subscribers.
And his number one review is a kid's cuisine. 100,000 views on a kid cuisine all-American fried chicken.
Oh my, how does this happen? How does this happen? He's reviewing a Myers.
And his top 10 are almost all kid cuisine videos. And then ramens. Various ramens and Marie calendars.
Meyer Meals Made Easy, Italian mini sub on white bun.
I don't. Now look, we do a podcast where we just read shitty posts, but like,
sure.
I don't know. I feel like I have more. I'm more particular about what I watch. You know, I don't know, because I feel like I can just put something on in my ears and do stuff around the house. That's how I listen to podcasts. To sit down and watch something, it's like I need several senses involved. It's not just on. I have to actually pay attention. Who the fuck is watching this cross-eyed dingus eat kid cuisine? I don't get it.
I have a friend who got rid of like all streaming services and got rid of cable and just watches YouTube. Like, I called him the other day and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just sitting down. Me and the wife were just watching some YouTube videos. And I was like, what? Who? I don't understand who just does that. It's so perplexing. you know, dinner's over, you know, dishwasher's loaded. Let's go ahead and just watch some YouTube. Oh my God.
It's only going to get worse because I saw some, I don't even know how accurate it was, but it was some like infographic of like kids were asked in America, like what's the profession they want to be when they grow up? And the number one thing was vlogger, like YouTuber and vlogger.
Oh no.
So the next generation is going to be, we're in for a treat. Like my oldest daughter, she's 11 and she's into all this stuff. And, you know, hey, it's easy. It's if you become famous, great. You know, I don't know what that means exactly, but it means something, right?
I mean, what did we want to be when we were growing up? A basketball player?
Straight. Bye, everybody.